Yud Gimel Mal Cheshvan, Monday the 11th of November, Dayan Levi Yitzchok Raskin, Mila on Shabbos.
Good morning. I'd like to dedicate the Shir L'schus Dudi Itzkovich. You should have him before Shlaim. What is Yiddish? Is name? Tremendous schuss to be so Margaret's Torah. So there's schuss on the station and before Shleima. Before going into some points about Bris Mila, just generally about Shabbos, because I understand the theme of this week is about Shabbos. So it came to my way a Ksav Yad, a manuscript which was written about 200 years ago, and it's talking about changes in the Nusach of Davening between Shabbos and weekday. And I'm just going to pick up 2 points, and that is Roy Einu or Re Einu in benching, and Migdol and Magdil, both in benching. I'll just skip to those. I just now looked at various Sidurim, and there's no difference between weekday and Shabbos as Re'enu. But Migdol and Magdil is fairly universal. Yeah. Let's go back. Let's first learn Al Derech HaPshat, and then we'll go into the Remez and Soid Shebedavar. Re'enu is a request. Pasture us, feed us, provide for us. Roy'enu means you are our shepherd. The Yerushalmi in Baruchas already asks this question because on Shabbos there's an Isur Bakoshas Tzrochov. One shouldn't be pleading for Hashem to provide what I need on Shabbos. It's Kol Malach Lecha Asuyo. So the Yerushalmi says, what about the words of Re'enu, which are a plea for help? The Yerushalmi answers, Toifus Baruchas Kachu. This is the standard text. And basically, the Yerushalmi is saying that to say on Shabbos an entire prayer, which is a Bakoshas Tzrochov, is inappropriate. But it is within a given set text, and so there it comes in, so there doesn't have to be changed. So that's why most Neschoes just say Re'enu on Shabbos. As Yerushalmi says, it's okay. It's a tefes gal brachas kachu. But in the Nusach HaAriizal, he has there a change between Re'enu and Roy'enu. So here, this is more Derech Hasoid now, and then we'll come to Migdol and Magdil, which also with the Behemshech. Re'enu and Roy'enu, one is with a Shavo, which is the 2 dots under the letter Reish, and one is with a Cholom, which is the on top of the Vav, on the top of the Reish. In Hashem's name, in a Chumash, how do you spell Hashem's name? We know this is Yud Kei Vav Kei, but the Nikud is always Shvo Cholom Kometz, as it says the pasuk Zeh Zichri Zeh Shmi Le Oilom. So the same 3 vowels, Shvo Cholom Kometz of Le Oilom, those are the vowels which are used for the Yud Kei Vav Kei. If you want, can be. Shachak, if you want to remember the Rosh Tevis, Eid Bashachak and Emon, Shvo Cholom Kometz. Okay, so we have that Seder. Looking at the word Re'enu, so we have the Shvo. The Shvo in the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei comes under the Yud. Yud indicates the level of Chochmah, and Yud with the Shvo is Chochmah going all the way down, Kulon b'Chochmah osiso, from a high level of Chochmah reaching down. Simply put, weekdays is the time of taking from an exalted level. We have Neshomes, we have Kedusha, and our mission is to bring Kedusha down to the world. Comes Shabbos, then it's the time of elevating the world. And that's why on Shabbos, it's like the Cholom, which is on top of the word, like in Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Hey has got a Cholom, and as it says in the Gemara, the Yud Nivra Oilam Habo, the Hey Nivra Oilam Hazeh, And on Shabbos, it's the time to elevate Olam Hazeh. We've been working for 6 days, and then there's the moment of Vayechulu, the yearning upwards. This is also the explanation, the difference between Migdol and Magdil. Magdil is with a Chirik, and that's the whole week we're busy bringing Elikus, Godliness, into the world. And Migdol, Shabbos, is the time to reach up. I'm making it very short. I must share with you this. There was some maskil of sorts who tried to dismiss the whole difference between Migdol and Magdil, and he suggested that actually it was written in the Siddur, it was written base Sheen base, Bishmuel base. And therefore this, the difference is that in Tilim it says Magdil Yishim end of Yuches, and in Shmuel Beis it says Migdol. The problem, the slight little problem with this wonderful theory, is that the breakdown of Shmuel, Sefer Shmuel, to two Sforim, is let's say about 500 years old. But the difference between Magdil and Migdol, between Shabbos and Choyl, is mentioned at Avodah Ham 700 years ago. So therefore, the joke is the other way. The difference of Migdol and Magdil, Shishan and Rishonim, which is before they divided Shmuel into Sefer Aleph and Sefer Beis. But here, the simple meaning. So now, what we've said is the whole week the emphasis is on Magdil, and Shabbos, which is reaching up, is Migdol.
You probably didn't want to be called a miskoil on Shabbos instead of Magdil.
I often listen to, there's a certain program called Yeshiva Headlines, and I download it, and I love to listen to it while I'm driving, etc. And I heard a Mordekavort, and I checked it up. Today, you have no excuse for not finding a Sefer today. An old Sefer, Baruch Hashem, you know, every information is so accessible. In davening, we say Shabbos, Chem das Yomim Oysoi Koroso. Shabbos is called Chemdas Yomim. I challenge you. Where in Tanakh is Shabbos called Chemdas Yomim? Chemdas Yomim Oisei Karos. So there is a one pirush that Vayechulu is Miloshin Tainuk, and the Vayechal Elikim, that one Targum, says Verogig, Hashem had a Gishmak. And therefore he calls Shabbos Chemdas Yomim, as in the word Verogig. But here's a fascinating piyur. You know, in Keheles, it talks about Eis Lachshus, Eis Ladaber, Eis Lachshus Meladaber. It's got 28 moments, positive, negative. Originally, this is the word of the earliest I found is Reb Moshe Cordovero, who was the Rebbe of the Arizal, brother-in-law, I think, of the Alshev. And he says the following: when Hashem created the world, He created it, this was 6 days. 6 days each of 28 hours. So then they said, skips a gate list. Sunday has Monday, Tuesday has Wednesday. We don't have a leader. We have no leader. We need to have a leader. So the Ibshah says, Seder, you want to have a leader? Afaya Cheshbin, on your account, each one of you will give 4 hours. The 6 days will give 4 hours, so we'll have an extra day of 24 hours. That is, in other words, the Shabbos is a donation, a collective donation of 4 hours from the other 6 days. And they wanted to have this extra day. That's the pshat of Chem Das Yomim Oisei Karosa. It's the Chem Das Yomim, the days we're asking for an extra day to be their leader. And that's the Chem Das Yomim, that's the Shabbos. As I stated in Sefer from Reb Moshe and Cordovero, if you want to Dafka trace it, I can find it to you. Okay, let's now get to what I wanted to address, the Inyan of Mila on Shabbos. And I've told you before, I've tried to specialize in the areas of which is relevant in reaching out Hafotza Sayados, where sometimes Kiyum HaMitzvahs is challenging. So, what do you do? Here's a very, very difficult challenge. What do you do if there's a bris which works out to be on Shabbos, but you know Now, if you will do the bris, there are going to be lots of cars pulling up by the venue of the bris. So we know that Shmila is Deucha Shabbos. Are you going to delay the bris for Sunday so that to avoid having massive Chil Shabbos as all the family and friends? True. So the take of, I once spoke to one of the Dayonim here in the London Beis Din, their take is, so long as the immediate celebrants are able to be there without Chil Shabbos, so the bris will be done on Shabbos. And they will ignore the fact that, but you have to understand what's in Eretz Yisrael, where, Baruch Hashem, in many areas, Shabbos is very quiet. There's very, very little cars travelling on the road. And if, even in not a Haredi neighbourhood, even in a Masorati, it's quiet. If suddenly there's going to be, one Shabbos, there's going to be lots of cars, people will say, what makara? Oh, yeah, there's a Brit Milah. So there's an aspect here of Chil Hashem. So Rav Ozer Zichein Avrocha, he took the approach that Yishakitaka should not do the bris on Shabbos to avoid this massive Chil Hashem. The flip side of it is that if you say we'll push the bris to Sunday because of, so then when you come to a couple and say bris should be bismarck, they say no, it's negotiable. If you, as the Rov or the Moyel, are happy to push it off, so then when you'll come to them in another time and say we have to do the bris bismarck, they say, well, it seems to be. So that this is the other side. But I must share with you, so this question, whether to delay or not, is actually a difference, I think, in Eretz Yisrael, in where there is a major chashash, a concern, they would actually say delay the bris. In Chutz Loretz, it's not that
done. So for sure, in Israel, for sure, a Kiddush that's not a chiyuv, you should try to avoid to do it on Shabbos?
A Kiddush? It depends. Me vom mi haholchim and eichem haholchim. If you have a large circle of friends who are likely to come bechil Shabbos, then it would be better to make your kiddush on Rosh Chodesh. I don't know why it's not Rosh Shabbos. I know some people who make a bar mitzvah. They will not make it on Shabbos. They'll make it on Sunday. Because they don't want to have the massive Chil Shabbos of their circle of friends. Okay, I had here, but this is a Maisa Shehoya. Yeah? So Bat Chorim say, this is a Maisa Shehoya. This is a Maisa Shehoya. The Maisa Shehoya, this Sukkos, a baby was born on Tuesday. On Tuesday before, what day was Shehoya? He was born in Erev Yom Kippur, and then the bris should be on Tuesday, Yom Tov Sheni. This, the baby was born in Las Palmas, in I think that's in Mallorca. So, yeah, in the island of, the Chabad Shliach in Barcelona called me, he can get a moil out there. It's Yom Tov Sheni, so the moil is happy to get on a plane on Tuesday morning to go to Las Palmas. And he could do the bris bismarck. The problem is, he comes to Las Palmas, it's Yom Tov Sheni. So is...
He's coming from Eretz Yisrael.
So is he allowed... So here's an interesting question. Do you allow the moyel to travel of Yom Tov Sheni? Because for him... And the poyel said no. I felt it was a Chil Hashem. Because it's... I don't know how many Shomer Shabbos there are in Las Palmas, yeah? But if the moyel will come on Yom Tov Sheni, it will be a major, a major damage to the understanding that Yom Tov Sheni is Osir Bimlocha.
He's anyway Osir because he's not allowed to do anything before Hashem.
Right. And even if you start making cheshbonis, I felt the Maris Ayin, etc. I said they shouldn't do it, even though. It was pushing off a bris bismarck. Okay, we have this classic case of a baby born on Friday, Ben Hashmoshes. Now, we all know there's different shittas about Ben Hashmoshes. When is Shkia, etc.? You've got the Goinim and Rabbeinu Tam. So, if you always follow Shittas HaGoinim, so, and the baby is born after that Zman, so then you could do the Bris on Shabbos. It's not so straightforward. If the baby was born after Ben Hashmoshes is over, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not Beyoim, or it's Sofag Laila. So if you follow the Geonim, are you able to follow the Geonim Lekula to do the Bris on Shabbos, even though according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's actually wasn't born on Shabbos, born on Friday? So if you always follow the Geonim, you could follow the Shittas HaGeonim, Yesh Loima. But I want to just throw in a very important note of caution. When you say the baby was born, the baby was born at 6:20. Yeah? What happened at 6:20? Did the baby come out? Was it being cuddled by the nurse? Or does it mean... Oh, now listen. Or does it mean that the womb was so dilated that the baby's head was already out of the cervix, beyond the cervix? That's already called later. That could be half an hour before. I mean, I've never been inside, yeah? I was inside, sorry. I've never been inside the room. I don't know how long it takes, and I'm sure it varies. But before you jump and say, the baby was born at 6:20, and we can make the Bris of Shabbos, after the baby was actually born, la halacha, when the mother was dilated so much, and therefore they could say the baby was born actually 6 o'clock, which was Ben Hashmoshes, or earlier. Therefore, I would not jump to paskin that you could make the Bris on Shabbos until it's actually, you know, clear that the baby was born by Laila, or the other way around, Bejeh. Here's another interesting thing. If a baby boy is delivered by caesarean section, that bris is not Doiche Shabbos. So if on a Shabbos morning, the doctor said, "Milady, we're going to have to do a C-section," and Mazel Tov, it's a boy, next Shabbos, it's a Yom HaShmini, you don't do the bris, because it says in Pasuk, "Isha kisazriya v'yoldo zachor v'tom hashivas el yomim," and then it says, "V'yoyim hashmini yimel b'sar arosu." So therefore, if the mother was tmeil ledo, she gave birth in a way that she bled, in other words, came out through the natural procedure, and therefore there was tumas ledo, then v'yoyim hashmini yimel b'sar arosu, you do the bris on Shabbos. But if the baby was born by C-section, which effectively the mother does not become tmeilah because there was no, unless there was bleeding from the cervix. But if there wasn't, it's possible that there was no. It's not necessary that it should be bleeding. So then the mother does not become tmeilah, and therefore the baby is the bris is not doicha Shabbos. This is not a borrow in Shechnora. What's become an interesting situation of late is, what about if the conception was not in the normal way? What we know now as IVF, etc. If it was artificial methods. And what does it say in Pasuk? Let's take the same drush. Isha kisazriya. Well, if it wasn't Isha kisazriya in the normal way, after the bris shouldn't be Doicha Shabbos. So I believe Dain Erent HaShlita takes that view that if a baby is born as a result of IVF, so then, and they're born on Shabbos, so the bris would not be Doicha Shabbos. This is not the unanimous opinion. First of all, it's going to be not so straightforward for a moyel to know anything. You come into a house, there's a baby, you don't start asking whether the baby was born, sometimes there are telltale signs. If there's a couple are married 10 years or 5 years, and this is the first baby, so then, but other poskim clearly disagree with this, and they say it has no difference at all. I believe Rav Vosner, I mentioned this to someone. Ish. Pardon?
Ish. That means she had it there.
Al Kaponim, this is, there's a letter, there's Tshuva of Rav Vosner as well.
where he disagrees with this. He says that the bris should be done, it's like a regular birth, and the bris would be Doicha Shabbos. So we've got here, you know, both sides of the story.
So you're saying that there's not even a concept of Yom HaShmini in such a...
But Yom HaShmini is not Doicha Shabbos. You're asking whether you can make it earlier.
No, any. I'm saying why... And
since
the
person
is saying that if
you're asking a very good question. Does it mean that the whole concept of Yom HaShmini falls away, even if it's Yom Chol?
Yeah.
Or is it just saying that the Toikesh...
Make it on the Sunday.
Yes, that's an interesting question, but I think they're only limiting their comments to whether it's Doicha Shabbos. Yes. Now let's.
And Yom Tov too.
Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. Do you do a bris nidche on Yom Tov Sheni? Is a major chilukei deis in poskim. Some say Yom Tov Sheni is only minigav esena biyodeinu. Here you have a mitzvah deraisa every day to do the bris. So some poskim hold that you should do a bris nidche on Yom Tov Sheni. I believe the minig is not to. I know that. I mean, there's a tshuva in I think in Divrei Nechemya. There are tshuvas lepoil that were, and I've never seen it done. But okay, let's go on to another practical thing.
For this, or if it's a cesarean, will you do it on the shaving?
All right. If it'll happen, you know, we'll have to deal with it. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's same question. Yeah. On Shabbos, you make a bris after Shachris. What happens by the minig is by the bris, someone is honored to hold a cup of wine and say the brachas. What happens with Kiddush? So, the way it's written in Shulchan Aruch is you give the kois to a tinnik. As we do in many shuls, Friday night, make Kiddush, you give the kois to give the wine to a tinnik, who is old enough to have chinuch of brachas, and it's okay for him to drink before Kiddush. To drink before Kiddush. But,
I can't see as a Kiddush for that.
So my take on this is that possibly, when the Shulchan Aruch says, don't be yotze Kiddush and give the cup to a child, is talking where there's no fabaisen, there's no food there, so you don't have Kiddush b'bokir suda. But if you do have, as is normal, to have cakes, etc., so then the cup of the Peir Piagofen can double up as kois of Milo and also kois of Kiddush. And that, I believe, is a general minhag. Yes. I'm just trying to explain where it comes from. Although Shulchan Aruch says it's a problem, so I'm just imagining that Shulchan Aruch is talking about where there was no Farbeisen, and therefore it's just a cup of wine. And then you have a problem with Kiddush Mokim Suda. But if you have Mokim Suda, so then that's the general
meaning.
So you can say, yes, and this is an important point, that the psukim, the preamble to really Kiddush Hayoyim is just a Beir Piagofen. It's just a simple Beir Piagofen. But the meaning is obviously to say psukim before, and therefore, so the moyel, not the moyel, the one who's saying the brachas, will say the psukim before. And if he says them after, he's Oichel Shigefel. It's a klinika. If he's ready to do that, you're right.
There's no problem with chavilas.
The shaila is, can you use one cup for two mitzvahs? There's a concept of ein oitzim mitzvahs chavilas, and if it's a mamash a chiyuv, if the cost for bris milah would be a chiyuv, it'd be more of a problem. Mitzvahs chavilas. The point of the cost for milah is more like it's more minhig than din, and therefore that takes away.
Yes.
But by the way, have you seen people in using the cup for benching for shalashudas to use it for Abdullah?
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's okay, that's another discussion. My father, Oliver Sholem, was a moyel, and many, many years ago, about 40-something years ago, he did a bris here in Golders Green, and the baby was brought from the house to a Beis Medrash. I'll leave the Beis Medrash nameless. And they had got a goy bring the baby. At the time, Dayan Aaron Troishlita was very upset. He felt it was, as you understand, it's pre-Arum time. And so he was very upset. He felt it was a violation. Now, the fact of bringing a child, Al Yidei Nochri, to the shul, is mentioned in some places. They do have that it is accepted as a minig, and it is allowed, l'alocha, using the concept perhaps of Shavuos l'Shavuos l'Tzayach Mitzvah, under the assumption that the street is not a Rosh Hashanah Am Deraisa, therefore it's Isha Drabonon to ask a goy, is a Shavuos l'Shavuos, and what's the mitzvah? You can say the fact that it should be Berevon Hadros Melech, so there is leeway to say, to permit this. On the other hand, some places they see that this is again going to be the thin end of the wedge of more leniency with Shabbos, and so that was, I'm just bringing back this memory. Dayan Aaron was very upset because he felt it was a pirzah and he didn't want that to happen. Another question.
What? The
bris, then. This was the upset was Alacha Amaisa. My father didn't know. We were living in Sanford Hill. He didn't know whether it was or not. You know, Minyan Gamoker. It was afterwards. There's the Agudas Amoyalim, and his Zainer was took issue that it shouldn't have been done. What he felt was a perhaps one more. They do that, okay. Yeah. One very short ha'ora, that when it says, Einon Rosh Hasharabim Bisman Hazeh, you know, you go into these old shtetelach, they were tiny. I was once in Hamburg, and I asked the taxi driver, where is Altona? Because I know Rebbeinus and Eibeschitz was, there were three kehillas, Altona, Hamburg, and Wandsbek. They were kehillas Ahu. Where is Altona? She says it's somewhere around, you know, it's part of Hamburg, like Greenwich. It's part of London. I don't know, you've got all these previously used to be, the cities used to be much smaller. So therefore they never had Shishim Ribui. They never had cities of millions of people. Today our cities are so much bigger. And therefore the issue of saying Einon Rosh Hasharabim was true 300 years ago, perhaps. Today it's much more difficult to take that position. And therefore there's an tears to say we have Rosh Hashanah Am Deraisa. Okay, let's come back. What about if there's a bris to be done on Shabbos or Yom Tov in another part of the world? Does the Moyhel have a duty to leave his family for the Shabbos or for the Yom Tov in order to do a bris, let's say Las Palmas, on the second day of Sukkot? Would it be a chiyuv on the Moyhel? I mean, it's very difficult to say it's a chiyuv on the Moyhel because you'll say, you know, I'm not the only Moyhel in the world. On the other hand, as I said, my father, Allah Shalom, he would very often go away for a Shabbos, etc. He felt if this was the mitzvah which was kind of entrusted to him, he would go very much out of his way. Incidentally, he's stuck his yortzeit this Shabbos. It's all done, you know, as chus farem, chus yagin aleinu. Yeah. Right. Well, I think I'll bring one more.
He's also missing Tefillah B'Tzibur and all the other things.
Yeah, alright. Tefillah B'Tzibur and Milah M'Deraisa, which is Doicha Shabbos.
Yeah.
Milah it's such a Shechadavar Chomor. It's Doicha Shabbos. Okay. What do you do when the father is not Jewish? I must tell you this. I had a question from... This is on my notes here. I had a question from France. A Jewish girl, Jewish woman, got married to a Catholic boy, and had a boy. And he says, as she says, she and her family say, let's do a Brit Mila. Okay? In French, they think they call it communion. Communion.
Circumcision.
Huh? Now, I know that, but they also call it communion, which kind of means being part of the community, possibly. Now, so the father says, bien sûr, no problem. But you know what? At the end of the month, we're also going to take him to the church. So now he has made his agreement to have a bris to the child contingent upon she would agree to her baptism. And so now, this they've asked me the question, should she agree to the condition or not? And I felt that no.
Why?
Because that baptism is an act of Avedazara.
Baptism
is gurnished. And it's not such a gurnished. And I'm looking in the long term, there'll come a moment and she will say, I want the kid to go to a cheder, to his a Jewish kid. And he will say he had a communion Catholic. And he's just as much a Catholic as he's Jewish. And we can deal with the bris at a later stage, the confirmation of him being a Ovid of a disorder, we won't be able to reverse that.
Catholics are not a disorder,
really. As far as we're concerned, Catholicism is a disorder. Christianity is a disorder. It's mutter for them because it's shituv. But it is a disorder. You know, Rambam is fully talks about that Christianity is a disorder, especially Catholic. Anyway,
the father's saying he won't do a baptism if there isn't a bris.
Right. He said.
Yes.
So Loihov is Loihov. And they should help him that they will see that they are coming from different parts of the world and different parts of the emes of the Briya, and they will be in this Barda Chavila and everything will work.